This morning, we continue our ongoing series, Beyond the Border, with a glimpse into the growing community of Salvadorans here in Massachusetts. There are an estimated 70,000 Salvadorans living in the state, many concentrating in gateway cities such as Chelsea, Everett, and Lynn. But as WBUR's Shannon Dooling explains, a strong lifeline between a rural farming community in El Salvador and the resort island of Nantucket leads many immigrants to the island vacation Mecca in search of work and a safe place to call home.
Nice. On an island best known for its idyllic beaches and fine dining, a family of Salvadorans sits down to a dinner of fried eggs, homemade tortillas, and pasta. It's nearly 8:30 in the evening when Kenya cooks dinner for her husband, Salvador. We've agreed not to use their full names because of the dangerous situation they left behind in El Salvador. It's not unusual for the family to eat dinner at this hour after Salvador's returned home from his work painting houses.
And I have so many cousins over here, so they call me and they say that there's a good place here to work. There's a lot of work here in summer, so that's how I came here to the island.
That's the story of many of the Salvadoran immigrants on Nantucket, most of whom, like Salvador and his family, hail from the same rural farming community of Agua Caliente, Spanish for hot water. Salvador says sometimes when he's walking around Nantucket, it feels like he's back home.
I mean, if I go right now to the Stopping Shop, I will see somebody from Agua Caliente. So, you know, if I go to the store, to the gas station, Everywhere you go, you're going to see somebody from Agua Caliente.
It's difficult to say exactly how many Salvadorans live on Nantucket, but the 2010 census shows Latinos in general make up about 9% of the year-round population of the island. This number likely does not include undocumented immigrants who may be hesitant to fill out the census. What is clear is that many in the Salvadoran community here come to the island for the jobs. The Nantucket Island Chamber of Commerce estimates that domestic and international travel brings in nearly $167 million to the island. From landscaping to restaurant work to construction, seasonal jobs fuel the tourism, and there's plenty of good money to be made.
The time you can save money here, it's in the summer, because, well, last summer I used to work 15, 16 hours daily. You make like 90-100 hours a week, so you really make a lot of money, you know.
And saving that summer income is crucial for those trying to live on the island year-round. Jobs, of course, are harder to come by in the winter months, and finding an affordable place to rent often means pooling resources. Salvador, Kenya, and their 2-year-old daughter share one bedroom in the basement of a 6-bedroom house. They pay $900 a month for the room and share the home with 9 other people, all of them Salvadoran. Even though he wishes he had more time to spend with his family, and after a few complaints about the high cost of living on the island, Salvador still believes they are better off now.
Good thing here is, like, you save from the gangs, you know. Here in Nantucket, you can walk, like, 10 at night. You can go walk to the store. Nothing's going to happen to you. It's a really nice place here.
Es una isla que dicen, va, en Boston.
Nantucket.
Así que Nantucket, sí. Ahí estuvo él.
Back in Agua Caliente, Dora, Kenya's mom, remembers how her son was drawn to Nantucket by the same promise of a safe place to work and maybe save some money. Dora still lives with her other children in this small town near the Honduran border. The gang presence here is not so much noticeable in territorial markings like graffiti, but instead in the subtle whispers of people like Dora. She's afraid of the gang associates, the lookouts and extortionists who she says have infiltrated this community. Dora says her son spent 3 years on Nantucket, returning to Agua Caliente to help her build a new house. He was murdered 2 days after he got back, she says. He had a friend who was part of the gangs. Another gang saw a picture of them online, and they came here. They waited for him to kill him. Dora says she's been threatened by the gang during her walks to the field where she tends her cows. She says they once put a machete to her throat, warning her to pay the extortion fee. She lives in fear every day.
Mucho miedo. Pero así es la vida.
But this is life, she says. Dora's daughter, Kenya, left Agua Caliente last July, taking her 2-year-old daughter to Nantucket to be with Salvador.
Porque, digo, estando, uno tiene temor.
At the end of the day, when they're here, they're not sure if they're going to be alive the next day. They'll be safe there, she says.
They're looking for some really basic humanity, you know, to be able to live safely, to be able to have a job, to be able to have a family.
Lisa Harrington says she's familiar with stories like this from other Salvadoran immigrants on the island. Harrington is a client services manager at Access Nantucket, a small human services nonprofit on the island. She works with the immigrant community on many levels. Despite subtle cultural influences, like the addition of a Latin dance night at a local bar, Harrington says she thinks many in the vacation community are largely unaware of their Salvadoran neighbors.
Because, you know, they're in the back doing dishes, they're mowing the lawns of the mansions, and they're cleaning houses. It's very white here, except for that it's not.
If Nantucket's recent shifting demographics are any indication of what's to come, and if the violence in countries like El Salvador rages on, then the non-white community of Nantucket will likely continue to grow. For Salvador, the priority continues to be providing a future for his family, one that he hopes includes raising his daughter on Nantucket. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.